Hello, it's Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today I want to talk about Matthew chapter 3, verse 9. Because those that are pro-Israel or that teach that we have to support the modern-day nation of Israel or that the Jews are still God's chosen people today, even if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, they'll often point to Genesis 12, 1 through 3 and the promises made to Abraham, where God says to Abraham that he's going to bless him. And that he's going to make his seed great, and he's going to make him into a great nation, and bless those that bless him, and curse those that curse him. And they'll try to apply those promises to unbelieving Israel. Well, Jesus told them in John chapter 8 that Abraham is not their father, but that they're of their father the devil. Galatians 3 tells us that those that are of faith are the real children of Abraham. But listen to Matthew 3, 9. The Bible says in Matthew 3, 9, "And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." This scripture is crystal clear that having Abraham be your physical father means nothing to God. He said, don't even think about saying, we have Abraham to our father. And that's what the Jews are saying today. And John the Baptist is preaching to them that they need to believe on him that would come after him, which is Christ, and they're rejecting of Jesus Christ unto this day. He says, don't even think about saying that Abraham's your father. He said in verse 8 that they're a generation of vipers. And he said unto them that God is going to hew them down and cast them into the fire. They are not of Abraham. Don't even think about saying that, he said. So again, we need to get off this thing of recognizing the physical descendants of Abraham as being God's chosen people, and we need to realize that it's the spiritual descendants of Abraham that are God's chosen people, and that would be every believer in Jesus Christ, whether they be Jew or Gentile. Galatians 3:28.